Material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord. The Lord's lotus feet have performed innumerable heroic deeds, and the beautiful nails on his toes resemble valuable jewels. The effulgence emanating from those nails resembles cooling moonshine, for it instantly relieves the suffering within the heart of the pure devotee. Just as the appearance of the moon's cooling light relieves the burning heat of the sun. This is a translation actually of this verse. How can the fire of material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? The Lord's lotus feet have performed innumerable heroic deeds, and the beautiful nails on his toes resemble valuable jewels. The effulgence emanating from those nails resembles cooling moonshine, for it instantly relieves the suffering within the heart of the pure devotee, just as the appearance of the moon's cooling light relieves the burning heat of the sun. Amazing verse. There is another mic. Can read the translation? I mean, purport further. On mic.
Hare Krishna.
You want?
Hare Krishna. When the moon rises, the expansion of its rays drives away the distress of the sun's fierce. Similarly, the cooling rays emanating from the lotus nails of the Supreme of the Personality of Godhead's lotus feet vanquish all distress for the Lord's pure devotee. According to the Vaishnava commentators, it is to be understood from this verse that material lust exemplified by uncontrolled sexual desire is exactly like a blazing fire. The flames of this fire burn to ashes the peace and happiness of the conditioned soul who perpetually wanders in 84 lakh species of life, vainly struggling to extinguish this intolerable fire. The pure devotees of the Lord place the Lord's cooling jewel-like lotus feet within their hearts, and thus all the pain and suffering of material existence are extinguished. The word Uru Vikramangri indicates that the Lord's lotus feet are quite heroic.
Yeah.
Sri Krishna is famous for his incarnation as Vamana, the dwarf Brahman, who extended his beautiful toes up to the outer limits of the universe and perforated the universal shell, thus bringing the waters of the holy Ganges into the universe. Similarly, when Krishna was entering in the city of Mathura to challenge the demoniac King Kamsa, and his entrance was impeded by a ferocious elephant named Kolapid, Lord Krishna kicked the elephant to death and peacefully entered the city gates. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are so exalted that the Vedic literature states that the entire material manifestation rests beneath his lotus feet.
Samashriye pada pallava plavam mahatpadam punyesho murare. So every one of these verses giving definition of a pure devotee highlights one aspect. So this particular verse talks about how the Lord's pure devotee takes the lotus feet of the Lord in his heart, owing to which he becomes free from all material hankering. So that is the main thing. Such a person is a Uttamadhikari. It's explained here. So the Lord's lotus feet are glorified like this. I actually saw a picture, I don't know, somewhere in ISKCON. Krishna is standing like this, with his threefold bending form, with his feet. And below his feet, all the universes are shown. The whole Brahmandas are shown below his feet. To exemplify this verse, Samashitaye Padapallava Plavam Mahatpadam. Samashita means Ashrita. Taking Samashitaye Padapallava Plavam. Lord's beautiful lotus feet are actually taken shelter by all the universes which are under him. So, two things are explained here about the Lord's lotus feet. One is how the Lord's lotus feet is heroic is explained here. How as Vamana he cracked the shell of the universe and brought the water and gave his own Charanamrit for all the suffering living beings as Ganges. And also he talks about the Kolayapid, how the Lord kicked the elephant and killed him. So the Lord's lotus feet are greatly glorified in the scriptures. Why is the Lord's feet called as lotus feet? One place I read in Bhagavatam, 11th canto only somewhere, one of the purports it's explained that you will always find a lotus below the Lord's feet, which goes to show that he is never situated on a material platform. He is always situated in the spiritual sky. Even while he is in the material world, the spiritual sky is shown as the lotus, isn't it? Goloka Vrindavan. So Lord is always standing on the lotus. So in the material world also when he comes, he is walking. That is the verse. What is that verse? Anyway, his movement in the material world is not like the movement of the living entity when he comes. So that is one reason why he explains this. Gaur Govind Maharaj explains this, correct? I remember now. He is asking this question, why the Lord's feet is called as a lotus feet? There he explains that you always find a lotus below his feet. You see in the deities, in Radha Kunjabihari and Gaur Nithai, you find a lotus below his feet. So, Lord is, that goes to show that he is situated on a transcendental plane always. He is never touching the surface of the earth like ordinary living beings. Again, glories of Krishna's lotus feet in various ways. What is the glory of Krishna's feet? One of the reasons why a devotee wants to become a small, tiny atomic dust particle on the Lord's feet is because the lowest part of our body is the leg, is the feet. And if somebody wants to be below the feet, that means he wants to be a king or a servant of that person. That is actually the meaning of saying that I want to become a servant at your lotus feet, we say. That means when I am below your feet, I am totally surrendered to you. You can tell me anything and I will do it. Like that. He says, na kripayat tava pada pankaja sthitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. Make me as one of the millions of atomic dust particles in your lotus feet. Like that is praying. So by that a devotee totally takes shelter of the Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is a verse which Brahma is telling to whom? I think he is telling to, let me see who can say this. Brahma is saying, therefore try to take shelter of the small portion, the gap that is in between the two lotus feet of the Lord, he says. You know that? In one verse in Bhagavatam it comes. Souls, in between, below the souls of the Lord, there is some small space, you go and take shelter there, he says, in Bhagavatam. I don't know in which section it comes. Brahma says, no? Brahma? Unko bolte hain. But this particular verse, I'll find out and tell you. Brahma says, therefore, take shelter in between the souls of the feet of the Lord, he says. Find your place there, then you are very safe and protected, under the shelter of the Lord. So, anybody in whose heart the Lord's lotus feet are invoked, such a person will feel the greatest shade or shelter and protection. Can feel that. So, the Yajna Patnis, Yajna Brahman's wives, they are praying to the Lord, that my dear Lord, may your lotus feet be invoked in our hearts. What is the meaning of that lotus feet being invoked? It means that one can very firmly feel the presence of Krishna as one's master all the time. We say Krishna Bhavanamrit, we say Krishna consciousness. That means you always feel strongly that Krishna is my most respectable and lovable master and I am his servant wherever I am going, whatever I am doing, in any situation. When one strongly feels that, then one can feel that the Lord's lotus feet are invoked in one's heart, praying like that. So, Lord's feet are very magnanimous and merciful that they have delivered so many people in the world, the dust of the Lord's feet. Like Ahilya was delivered by Ram walking, while walking in the forest, just touched the stone and she became Ahilya. Lord Ram's sweetheart. Not Lord Ram or Lord Krishna. So, when the Lord walks on the surface of the globe, it is said he makes his feet makes the impressions of all the symbols on his feet. On the soles of his feet there are many symbols, like an elephant goad and thunderbolt and flag and many items like that. So when Lord keeps his foot, all those footprints are made. So wherever there are large footprints, those places become auspicious, all auspicious. Because Lord is transcendental and divine, wherever he puts his feet, they become auspicious. It is said in Vrindavan, the devotees would always search for Krishna's feet. Like you will find Krishna's feet in the banks of river Yamuna. Sometimes you find Krishna's feet on the top of stones. Even today, there are some Krishna's footprints in the stones of Vrindavan, which are very greatly preserved. So, the footprints of the Lord in the Dham are very, very auspicious. One verse comes to my mind by Kunti. I don't remember the verse, but the meaning goes like this. My dear Lord, because your lotus footprints are decorating all these places. So she is saying everything is flourishing. Because this whole area is decorated by your footprints. But now it will no more be so. It will no more be beautiful when you go away. That's what she is praying. So, it is said when Lord is walking through the forest of Vrindavan, if you read Krishna book, there is a pastime in which it said, there are some tribal women. The tribal women who are lusty women, generally. So these women, their lust could not be satisfied by their husbands. But still, when Krishna is walking, they find Krishna's lotus footprints. And they immediately take the dust and put it on their chest. And at once the lust is pacified. It is explained in Krishna book that so they make, it is said they mix it with the kumkum of their chest and they apply the dust on their head and the chest. And immediately the lust is pacified. It has a very deep meaning. This one line which is said in Krishna book, it has a very deep meaning, which means we all are like those lusty tribal women whose lusty desires are unable to be satisfied by so many people of the world. This world offers us so many things. What did we not desire in this world? We have desired so many things. Right from childhood up to this age, how many things we have desired? We have been lusty for so many things. And even after acquiring those things, we never become satiated. At no point we say that now my desires are fulfilled, now I am contented and satisfied. No. But when one comes to Krishna consciousness, when one gets the saffron particles of Krishna's feet, and when one applies on the heart, which means one takes it to their heart, then one can feel the complete satisfaction in the shelter of Krishna. So the living entity who is wandering in this world all over at last comes to the point where he comes to meet Krishna face to face through the pure devotee. When he meets a pure devotee and he gets the dust of the pure devotee, he gets the mercy of Krishna. Then the real satisfaction begins in his life after that. Otherwise the lusty desires can never be satisfied, as it is said in the first paragraph here. Material lust, exemplified by uncontrolled sexual desire, is exactly like a blazing fire. The flames of this fire burn to ashes the peace and happiness of the conditioned soul, who perpetually wanders in all this species of life, vainly struggling to extinguish this intolerable fire. So, Krishna's feet are often talked in connection to the material lust in the hearts of living beings. Many times. The material lust is actually because of our sinful activities. We have committed so many sins and repeated sins. There is a very famous verse where the gopis pray, Pranata Dehinam Papakarshanam. After that, what do you say? Chanjama? Pranata Dehinam. Only first two lines. Pranata Dehinam Papakarshanam. Those who take shelter of your lotus feet, you destroy the mountainous amount of sins that they have accumulated in their past. So just like a huge mountain, Krishna keeps his feet on that. Immediately it turns into powder. It turns into powder and finished like that. just like how Jagai Mahadeva were delivered. Huh? Like that. Lord can do that. Eradicate the sins in no time, in one moment. He can relieve the living entity of all his sins. That is why Lord confidently says, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami. You take my shelter, I will destroy the sins like that. So, as long as our heart is covered by sins, naturally, the lusty desires are also very prominent. But here, as it is said, just like those tribal women applied the dust of the particles of the Lord's feet, they became completely freed from lust. They became satisfied and they became devotees of Krishna. Like that. So, it is very surprising that one who is bent upon enjoying in this world, determined to enjoy this world. In fact, such a person who is determined to enjoy this world is often, he stands out from society. Just like Bilvamangala Thakur wanting to enjoy Chintamani, or Dhanurdas wanting to enjoy Hemamba. So they are not like normal people. They are like little extreme. Because normal people want to enjoy silently. But these people want to enjoy so strongly that they exhibited such a lust at one point of time. But you can see how they became great devotees. This is the Lord's power. The Lord's lotus feet have such a power that even such extreme people can be transformed into such great devotees. So this gives us a hope that, you know, it's possible for one to totally eradicate the, you know, unnecessary leanings of the mind. You know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was Nimaya Pandit. When he went to Prayag, he went to the lotus feet of Vishnu temple, where there was the lotus feet of Vishnu. And the Brahmanas were offering flowers and they were glorifying the lotus feet. These are the same lotus feet which cracked the universe and brought the waters of the Viraja river and washed with their feet and gave the most holy Ganges to eradicate the sins of the suffering souls of this world. These are the same lotus feet which the Lord as Vamanadev kept on the head of Bali Maharaj. These are the same lotus feet that are constantly served by Goddess of Fortune Lakshmiji at all times. Like that, they were glorifying the lotus feet in various ways. And Nimaya Pandit, who was a very great logician in Nyai, he was just watching. And at that time, his Guru Isharapri entered there. So when Isharapri comes there, he sees Isharapri and also the lotus feet of the Lord. And immediately, that is the time, the first time, Lord Chaitanya expresses his Krishna Prem. Ahilya also, yeah. I don't know whether they said that. They said that. I don't know whether the Brahmanas told about Ahilya also. Like that, many things they glorified like that. And when Isharapuri came, then Mahaprabhu asked for, Nimaya Pandit asked for Diksha from him. And torrents of tears were coming from his eyes, even at that time. So then his, of course his Guru felt, how can I give Diksha to God? Then he at last gave him as a duty. He thought, no, Nimaya Pandit is ordering me to give him Diksha, so I will give him. Gave him like that. So his Krishna Prema was aroused for the first time when he meditated on the feet. Actually, it is very difficult to express in words. But there is a kind of special influence that the Lord's feet has on his devotees. Certainly. I saw one, that Prabhupada's book is there. Prabhupada's comics book is there, no? Prabhupada's life comics. In the back side there is one story. If any of you see that book, you can see that book about how one's mind pulls a person and drags a person in wrong direction, and then at last he becomes a devotee. So there they have shown how a devotee is taking shelter of the Lord. They have shown a huge Vishnu form, you know, or Vishnu standing with the Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, and the devotee is like, you know, the feet are shown so, you know, huge. The lotus feet are shown very big. The devotee is very, very tiny, you know, taking shelter there. It's a beautiful picture. You will see that. If you go to the Susa Road temple, this Krishna temple is there. Not Krishna temple, Vishnu temple, Narsingadeva also is there. You'll find the Lord is standing almost here, this much height. And then from that height, you know, he's beyond the ceiling. His body is so high. So when the pujari is, you know, offering puja, he will see the Lord's feet almost at his chest level. He can see the feet so clearly. Prominent feet, big feet, lotus feet. And then he shows Arati, You know, if you want to show the arti of the Lord's face, you have to show like this. If he shows like this, then you will see the face clearly. He is himself a very tall person and he is showing like this. See the Lord's face. Sometimes you can see Lord's beautiful arti darshan. Actually, it is said that Pujari actually represents the Guru, a spiritual master. So when he is showing the arti lamp, he is actually giving a darshan of the Lord's form, or he is revealing the Lord's form to us. Because the sanctum sanctorum is generally dark. And when he is doing the arti, he is revealing. First he will say, they chant some mantras also, these are the lotus feet, no? They do like this. And then this is the navel. And these are this is the lotus face of the Lord. These are his, Karakamalam, which gives mercy. Lord's Karakamalam, which is offering you benediction and promising you protection. So like that they will chant one mantra for each, And they will show the hand, they will show the face. That is actually the meaning. When one is performing arti, he is actually giving a darshan for us. And we are able to behold the form of the Lord. Like that. And when one gets, that is the time when if one is properly worshipping the Lord in proper attitude, then the Lord's feet will be invoked in one's heart. But then when one sees the form of the Lord like that, regularly when one takes darshan like that. So in this way, a pure devotee who has taken, see, he's explaining here, how can the fire of material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? So this is like a question, like a rhetoric question. He's asking that somebody says that I have become a devotee, but what to do? I am still afflicted by lust. So to such people he's asking this question, how can the fire of material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? That means if one has taken proper shelter of the Supreme Lord and is not distracted by the worldly objects in any other direction, such a person cannot be burnt in his heart, especially by the fire of lust. So he is explaining this in two paragraphs. And the Lord's innumerable heroic deeds and his beautiful nails and his toes resemble valuable jewels. So Prabhupada writes in the purports to Kunti prayers that one should first focus on the lotus feet of the Lord, and for a long period of time, he says, not for a short while, for a long period of time, one should focus on the lotus feet, and then one should raise one's eyes to see the Lord's calf and the navel and chest, and then at last the face. But one should focus on the Lord's feet for a long period of time. So that's why he says, one who is not accustomed to serving the lotus feet of the Lord, such a person has no, what he says? One who is not accustomed to serving the lotus feet of the Lord cannot be eager to see the Lord's face, Sandhanadri said, in the Kunti only purport. That means unless one is accustomed to serving the Lord properly, then one cannot demand to have a beautiful darshan of the Lord's face, which often everyone wants. People want to take darshan of the beautiful face. But he says, for that one should be accustomed to serving the lotus feet of the Lord, he says. Yeah. And as I was telling about, the devotees have a very special feeling for the feet of the Lord. It's proved when we see how when Duryodhana and Arjuna both went, where did Arjuna sit? He sat in the Lord's feet and Arjuna sat in the head. One may say, whole Lord's body is absolute. Whether it is feet, angan, yes, sakalendra, vritti, manti. Lord can perform any activity with any of the limbs of the body. The whole body is absolute. Then what difference it makes, one may say. But still the devotee always takes shelter of Lord's feet only. You will see that. He is always hankering for the dust of the Lord's feet. When Lord Nityananda kicked Shivananda Sen in his stomach. So when you see that picture, when you hear this pastime, without proper knowledge of who Nityananda is, one can get bewildered. One may commit the blunder of committing an offense at his feet. Whereas Shivananda Sen says, the dust of his feet are aspired for by even Shiva and Brahma. And they are not getting it, and I am getting it wholesale free. And Nityananda is putting his feet on my chest. How fortunate I am. He felt like that. So this goes to show how much devotees hanker to be at the feet of the Lord. So such a person can certainly be freed from the fire of material lust. So in other words, If one does not take a firm shelter of the Lord's feet, then there is no assurance of his becoming free from lust. So Lord repeatedly tells in the scripture, I am your, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, Ami vina bandhu aro kyaache tomara. So Lord is our actual bandhu of everyone, friend of everyone, and he is giving us, he says, Swacharanamrita diya, Ushe bulaiva. What is that verse? Ami vigna yei murkha, Ushe kena diva, Swacharanamrita diya, Ushe bulaiva. I am giving the charanamrita of my own feet to my devotee. Although my devotee foolishly sometimes may aspire for material desires, what do we do? Vishaya kena diva, why should I give him Vishaya? He is saying, instead of giving him Vishaya, what do? I give my charanamrita and vanquish the desire for enjoying mentality in this world. Like that he is saying. So in this way we can say, some of you add more points to this. We can add many more. These are things that immediately come to my mind about Lord's feet. About Lord's feet especially.
One was saying is that if we have darshan of the Lord's feet, enjoy the Lord.
Standing amongst the devotees, that one should not see the face of the Lord, one should see the feet of the Lord first, and then gradually go to the face of the Lord and take darshan. But we heard Brihad Madhupu was telling recently when he came, that although the rule is that one should gradually go from the feet to the face of the Lord, that's a normal rule, still, even a neophyte devotee will have a great eagerness to see the Lord's face. As soon as darshan opens, what is the first thing you want to see? Yes? What is the first thing? Lotus feet? Lotus face. Isn't it? You want to see. And the desire to see the Lord's lotus face is not wrong, he said. Although only spontaneous devotees like Raganuga Bhaktas are allowed to see the Lord's lotus face directly. But even if a neophyte devotee, out of some kind of, you know, enthusiasm or eagerness, you know, although he knows the rule that you should go from the feet to the face, still, no, he has heard the rule many times but is unable to prevent himself from seeing the Lord's face, still it's not considered an offense, he said. One can have a desire to see the Lord's face directly also. You all remember that, he said. Anybody else will add more points to this? Glorify the lotus feet of the Lord. Take it, take the mic. Yes. See, you all know the first pastime of Kubja. There is one more pastime of Kubja which comes. Actually, Kubja calls Krishna to her house. And Krishna says that, you know, in that place there is a kind of explanation which may bewilder the neophyte devotees. You know, Krishna was feeling uneasy because, you know, Balaram was there, another boy was there. But he told her, for a boy who comes to city for happiness, only solace is such young girls, you know, who invite him. You know, such things are written there. Actually, when one reads such things, they can get really bewildered. You know, actually, when great Mahatmas like Prabhupada write it, what they mean is their whole mind is telling them that Kubja is a devotee, you know, and the Lord is a master, and one wants to, you know, serve the master. That is the mood in which these are written. Although one may be bewildered to read that. Then, you know, Krishna feels shy and then she pulls Krishna's clothes and all, he writes. And then Krishna says, surely I'll come to your house, he says. And there is another chapter which comes later, which says, Lord pleases his devotees. That's the chapter, if you read that. So there, Krishna pays a visit. Actually, Krishna is coming with, who? Uddhava, yeah. And he tells, actually Krishna sits on a chair and Uddhava sits down, isn't it? When he goes to Kubja's house. So, and then she wants to, you know, again apply sandalwood pulp and offer him aarti and give all the facilities and all. And she is a professional prostitute. So she wants to satisfy Krishna in that way, with her profession. So she takes Krishna into the inner quarters. And Krishna sits on the bed. And she starts speaking coquettishly. And actually she goes and dresses herself very beautifully with, and put scents on her body, perfumes and very fragrant flowers and everything. So that, you know, because generally they would like to attract the man. So she comes in that manner. But for the Lord, everyone is like a child. For the Lord, the living entity is like a child. Lord doesn't become bewildered by anything. But he can, Lord understands that here is a living entity who wants to please me in a particular way. So she puts all that different kind of perfumes and comes in front of Krishna. Very coyly, very shyly she speaks very sweet words and everything. And then she takes Krishna's 2 feet and keeps her on her chest. And when she keeps on chest, immediately she feels the fire of material lust. That's a very fitting example here, what Shivi Chandrapur said. The lust in her heart, which was burning like fire, was totally vanquished. And she became totally purified. She became a pure devotee. In that way. And her desire to exploit and enjoy Krishna, that went away in a material way. Actually, Prabhupada says, love of Kubja and love of gopis cannot be compared. Gopis had actually genuine love for Krishna, but Kubja had lust for Krishna. So, Kubja is also called as the Purusha Bhav. Purusha Bhav means she has the desire to exploit and enjoy Krishna. She had that Bhav. But Lord is so kind that he even purified that mentality by going to her place. And she requested Krishna that, please kindly stay for some more days. And Krishna said, no. Now I have to proceed. I have many other things to do. Very sweetly the Lord refused and he proceeded from there. And Prabhupada gives explanation there that the Lord comes to the material world only very, very rarely. Once in a day of Brahma, 28th millennium of the 8th Manu. Lord comes and stays for a short while. And although Durga may request the Lord, my dear Lord, your lotus feet are so nice. Please kindly keep on putting your lotus feet on the earth and you stay here. Lord will not stay. He will just come for a short while and go back. Because he doesn't like the material world. It's like a jail. But he visits for a short while and goes away. Similarly, Kubja, who has a Purusha Bhav, is also like the material nature. Where all the living entities, who are actually Prakriti, they have assumed the role of Purusha. Purusha Prakriti Stohi, Bhungte Prakjanana. So Lord comes to purify, but Lord doesn't like to stay for a long time. But Lord likes to be surrounded by those who always have a serving attitude towards Him. Those who always are united with Him in love, in pure love. Where there is not even a tinge of material contamination. Lord appreciates that. So this pastime is very wonderful to explain. How her, as the Prabhupada says, if anyone thinks that the Lord enjoyed in the manner that a man and woman enjoys in this world, then such a person's mentality is to be reformed. He says, his mentality is to be reformed. It's a pig's mentality. So I took a section from that book for our article in YBF. It's very wonderful. It's powerful. So in South India, they have 10 days, different Vahan, you know. In Sri Vaishnava temples, they celebrate. Especially in Krishna temples, they celebrate that. So one of the days, they say this pastime. Lord goes to Kubja's house, you know. When I first heard it, I was bewildered. What is this? They are saying she is a prostitute and Lord went there. They are saying, how can the Lord go to such a place, you know? Because we have a very moralistic understanding of how the God should be. How he should fit in within our square box. If he doesn't fit in this, then Lord cannot be Lord. You think like that. But the Lord is so great that he can even go to such a contaminated place and purify that place. Just as a sun can absorb urine and completely purify a place, Lord can do that. Because his whole body is like lotus. As he said, lotus face and lotus hands and lotus feet and whole body is lotus. It's totally pavitram, as Arjuna said. Param Brahma, Param Dama, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. The word pavitra is used in many places. That was also in Vishwapanishad. What is that? Saparyaga Chukram, Akayam Abranam, Asnaviram Shuddham, Apapaviddham Shuddham, it says. Pure body. And this body is so powerful that Lord's form is so pure that when she kept the Lord's feet on her chest, immediately it was purified. One more reason. Feet are like a boat which is always taken shelter by the saintly persons. And the beauty of this boat is that as soon as you board the boat, you find that the whole ocean becomes so small, like the hoof print of a calf. So you board the boat here and you find there is no ocean anymore. Like that. And the Lord's devotees are so merciful that they have left behind the boat for the benefit of those who will come in the future. And they can also take shelter of this boat. Like they are saying. Demigods are praying that prayer. Is it? Krishna Pada Pankaja Panjarantam. That one? आद्यैव मे विशतु मानसराजहंस प्राणे प्रयाण समये कफवात पित्तैर् कंठावरोधन विधौ स्मरणं कुतस्ते. इट्स वेरी नाइस वर्स. कृष्ण त्वदीय पद पंकज पंजरांतम. या पद पंकज पंजरांतम. अगेन द लोटस फीट. द लॉर्ड्स फीट आर लाइक अ लोटस एंड जस्ट लाइक द स्वैंस. इन द स्वैंस इन द स्वैंस इट इज सेड इन द भागवतम इन द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ beautiful ponds which are flooded with lotus. It is said lotuses are so many that the water is not seen at all. There are so many lotuses in some of the ponds. So a swan which is living there, the swan feels so much joy seeing so many lotuses. It tries to intertwine its neck along with the lotus. It feels a very great joy in there. Similarly he says, let my Krishna tadiya pada pankaja panjarantam. He says that the mind, the swan of my mind, get intertwined in the feet of the Lord's, in the Lord's lotus feet, so that I will not think of anything that is so called attractive things of this world. It's praying like that. Wonderful prayer it is. Yeah. Namah Pankaja Nabhaya, Namah Pankaja Maline, Namah Pankaja Netraya. Namaste Pankajangraya. In the Kunti is praying, oh my dear Krishna, whose feet are like lotus, whose garland is the garland of lotuses, whose eyes are like beautiful lotus petals, and whose navel is like lotus, like that she is saying. And yeah, there is another famous verse. Yatpada Pankajapalasha Vilasa Bhaktya कर्माशयं ग्रतितमुद्ग्रतयन्ति संतः तद्वन्नरिक्तमतयो यतयो विरुद्ध श्रोतो गणस्तमरणं भजवासुदेवं. वेरी वंडरफुल वर्स. यत्पाद पंकज पलाश विलास भक्त्या. लॉर्ड्स अगेन द पंकज लॉर्ड्स लोटस फीट इज लाइक द पेटल्स ऑफ अ लोटस. वन हु इज डूइंग अ ग्रेट विलास भक्ति विलास लाइक ब्रज विलास. One who is doing Vraja Vilas there, Bhakti Vilas, in the feet of the Lord. What happens? Karmashayam gratitam udgratayanti santaha. Karmashayam, the karma, knot of karma is like a thick knot, like the banyan tree's root, which is having many, many knots. But it udgratayanti means it cuts the knot. And when one takes a shelter of the feet of the Lord, it cuts the knot of such karma bandhana, like that. Yasyangri pankaja raja snapanam mahanto. Same. Yasya angri means again the feet. Again pankaja, see. Yasyangri pankaja raja snapanam mahanto. So she is saying, this is by Rukmini. Pankaja raja snapanam mahanto. Lords, the dust of the Lord's lotus feet are aspired by even Shiva and Brahma and Indra and all of them, who want to eradicate their ignorance by applying it on their heads. Like that she is praying. Another verse also. Tasya ravinda nayanasya padaravinda kinjal kamishratula sima karanda vayu antargatasvapivarena chakaratesham sankshobamakshara jusham apichitta tanvohu. This is a very relevant verse because when Chatushkumaras were trying to enter Vaikuntha, they were stopped. But then kinjal kamishratula sima karanda vayu, the tulasi in the Lord's feet, and the air carrying the aromas of the tulasi entered the nostrils. Antargatasvavivarena chakaratesham. It agitated sankshobam aksharajusham apichittatanvoham. They felt the eight ecstatic symptoms manifesting in their body when they smelled the this thing, tulasi, that is touching the Lord's feet like that. So there also tasyara vinda nayanasya padara vinda. It's saying padara vinda there also.
क्षुद्रारुद्र पितामह प्रभृतया कीटा समस्तासुरा दृष्टे यत्र सतारको विजयते श्रीपादधूलिकणः. there is saying one who sees the dust particle of our Lord's lotus feet, for him Prithvi becomes Renu. Payamsi, totality of water becomes mere a droplet. Totality of fire becomes a faint spark. Totality of wind becomes a faint sigh. And great Kshudra Rudra Pitamaha, you know, or Brahma Rudra become very Kshudra. Prabhrutaya Kita Samasta Asura. The demigods become like insects. Drishte Yatra Satarako Vijayate Shripada Dhulikana.
Ah, such a nice word, Shripada Dhulikana.
Three more are there.
Like this, all are Shripada Dhulikana, is it?
There is this Bhavajaladhikatanam Dvandavatahatanam Sutaduhitrukalatratrana Bharardhitanam Vishama Vishayatoye Majjatam Aplavanam Bhavati Sharanameko Vishnu Poto Naranam. Poto means again boat. So there he means people are suffering in this Bhavajaladhi, but for them the Lord's lotus feet is only hope.
Yeah,
and there is Trishna Toye Madana Pavano Dhuta Mohor Mimale. In the perilous water of sense indulgence and hankering, the winds of lust whip about the waves of illusion. And everyone is drowning. Wife is like a whirlpool, and children and other relatives are like sea monsters. So,
what is that name?
Dharavara. Dharavarte tanaya sahaja graha sanghakulecha samsarakhe mahati jadladhu majjatam nastridhanam padam bhoje varada bhavato bhaktinavam prayaccha. Please send a boat of your lotus feet to save us from this, please.
Wonderful it is. Powerful. Translation also is powerful, huh? And the feet, the lotus feet, no? Actually, we have only quoted a handful in for Bhagavatam and all. Like Kulashakra is saying, in all the prayers you find, the devotee is praying to the feet only. Tacharanaravinde, he says, no? Bhave bhave mestu bhavat prasadat. Tacharanaravinde, he says. So, Charanaravinde only is often prayed by people. So, we can quote many things, many, many wonderful quotes like this. And by reading and reciting these prayers, someday the attraction for the feet will come in the heart. That is the hope actually.
This is very beautiful. Praya prapanna janata prathama vagayo matustana vivashishora.
This is Rangadesha Prabhadam.
Praya paraspara tulama tulantarau te shri venkatesha charanam sharanam prapadye. There is saying, the Lord's two lotus feet are as if like two breasts of a mother for her child, for the devotees. How valuable they are. And what can compare to these two lotus feet? Only amongst themselves they are comparable.
No, we cannot suggest any metaphor.
Amazing. Even about Ram it is said, no? Isn't it? Lord Ram's face is so beautiful. It is as beautiful as
Lord Ram's
face.
The Lord's lotus feet, free one from all fear. Vajavure manashrinandanandana abhaya charana arvindare. The gopis also say. Virachita bhayam vrishni dhuryate charanamiyusham samsriter bhayat.
Samsriter bhayat. Samsriti means continuation of material existence.
Yeah, one who takes shelter of these lotus feet, he becomes free from the fear of material existence in this world. And in Prahlad Maharaj has a nice prayer. He's aspiring for the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. He's saying that I am very fearful of this material existence.
Trastosmyaham
krupana vatsala dussahogra samsara chakra kadanat grasitam pranitah battah svakarma bhirya ushatam tayangri mulam prito apavarga sharanam vayase kadanu. He's saying trastosmya, I am very fearful. tastosmiham krupanavatsana. Here is not a bhaktavatsana, but krupanavatsana. very fallen souls, you are very merciful. And in the samsara chakra kadanad grasatam pranita. There's one living entity feeds on another living entity. And baddha swakarma bhir. Because of my past karma, I have been thrown into such a material existence. And pranita. For baddha swakarma bhir. Ya ushatam te angri moolam. Prito apavarga sharanam. You are the shelter by which one achieves apavarga in this material existence. So when will you call me to this lotus feet? Will you call me to get and give me a residence at your lotus feet? And in the third canto of Bhagavatam, where the description of the Lord, Lord in the heart is given, it says that the lotus feet of the Lord has ruby toenails.
Ruby toenails.
Yeah. Whose shining effulgence destroys the dense gloom of material despondency in the heart of the devotee. And also again, that the lotus feet of the Lord act like thunderbolt, which destroy the accumulated mountains of sins in the heart, which reduce to powder. The accumulated mountain of sins in the heart.
But then third canto it comes like this.
Third canto, yeah.
Oh,
sure. The description of the beauty of the Lord in the Paramatma is there.
Oh, very wonderful. Theme, huh? Of the feet of the Lord. These are all verses and translations and different themes we find in the scriptures. This has to be actually individually experienced. We can certainly take from the scriptures and read them and recite them and learn the meaning, and devotion has to develop in the heart in order to realize these things. Otherwise these things will remain there in our hearts. Very great devotees have the realization of I don't know where it comes in one place. It says how the Lord's two lotus feet are. The pure devotee experiences the cooling shade of the Lord's feet in his heart, it is said. Constantly. It's very, we have no realization. We can only, try to recollect different instances in scriptures and recite them to purify our mouth and to contemplate on them. Chalasi had a stone like that, they are saying, yeah. Yes, correct. He is telling that it was Chalasi Yad Brajat. Chalasi Yad Brajat, Charyan Pushunya. Nalina Sundaram Natate Padam. That's a very nice verse.
Last time in Markandeya Muni also. The Lord's lotus feet is so nice.
That's true.
Even the Lord wants
to
taste.
Most important thing we have missed out. Markandeya. Lord wonders, what is there in my feet? That all these people are all the time, glorifying my feet. Let me find out what is that. He takes his right thumb and starts chewing it. Yeah. Unniya charanam bhujam, it is said. Yeah. Unniya. Yeah.
So valuable, and everyone is glorifying those lotus feet because my devotees, they have taken shelter. That's what there's a value to my lotus feet.
He says.
He says to Chatushma.
He says Chatushma. Yeah.